Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 8. Yesterday we explored how stress isn't necessarily a bad thing, and learned a meditation practice to do when we're working and something goes wrong, maybe badly wrong. Today we're going to explore how to bring mindfulness to our endless to-do list. Firstly, studies have shown that multitasking is ineffective. People who multitask feel like they're getting more done, but in fact they're not. So it's that feeling of busyness that we've explored before, gives the illusion that we're getting lots done, but actually we're just running around like a headless chicken. Many work cultures and job roles require multitasking. You may well be asked to multitask at work. However, you can step out of the fight with that one by simply accepting it's part of your job. If we can avoid multitasking, then that's a good thing, because multitasking overloads your brain and it stops you from getting into that flow state where you're completely in the moment and you're being the most creative you can be, the most productive you can be, and actually enjoying the task. It's like when we're working on something and suddenly a thought pops into our head to go and check our emails. It seems harmless enough, but before we know it, we've clicked on something, we've gone onto the internet, and we've completely lost the flow of what we're doing. Then we have to pull ourselves back to the task in hand. According to a study carried out by the University of California, regaining our full focus following an interruption can take, on average, up to 20 minutes. 20 minutes. And that's how our day can disappear. So doing one thing at a time is a very good thing. And when we focus on just one thing, we get much more satisfaction as well. This is where meditation comes in. So we can cultivate our mindful awareness to be aware of thoughts, and aware of when our mind wanders off to do another task. And we can also notice those urges in our body to go and check our emails, check social media. Now it's time to meditate. You can do this meditation while doing a task that you do at work. So you can be sitting at your desk and we'll be keeping our eyes open. You'll also need a notepad and a pen as we're going to mark off when our mind wanders off to another task. Now getting in a comfortable posture, you might want to adjust your body to be more upright, as this will aid your focus on the task in hand. Keeping your eyes open, now adjusting your gaze to focus gently in front of you. It doesn't have to be on any particular object, just lightly gazing a few feet in front of you. As you do this, connecting with your breathing, and as we do with our eyes closed, taking your attention to your breathing at your nostrils, feeling the air coming in and out as a way to still your mind a little. Focusing on your breathing for a few moments now. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness and shifting your attention to your feet on the ground. Noticing the contact points where your feet meet the ground. Feeling the weight of your feet. And now beginning the task that you're doing. It might be working on your computer. It might be writing something down. So beginning this and being aware of the sensations of your hands as you work. And noticing in your body any aversion to this task. Any feelings of not wanting to do it. Continuing your task with some of your focus on your feet. Maybe 20 or 30% of your focus on your feet. And 70 or 80% on the task in hand. And as we do informal meditation, if your mind wanders off to another task, or off into thoughts, make a note on your notepad and continue. Noticing any urges to check emails, check your phone, or get caught up in the office busyness. Perhaps checking in with your body, and again noticing any resistance to this task, and any leaning towards doing something else. Once again, whether checking your emails, your phone, or getting up to make a cup of tea, that's another way we can avoid doing something we need to be doing. Again, noticing if your mind's wandered off, and if that's happened, making a little tick, and then return to the task. Now taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and we're ending this meditation. So you can stop your task, and after our reflection, you can go make a cup of tea. Noticing how hard or easy that was. What patterns did you notice? If you've got lots of ticks on your notepad, as I mentioned, that shows a very good quality of mindful awareness. And if you haven't got very many ticks, that's also fine because maybe your mind didn't wander that much. So multitasking sits very nicely with a busy office environment, as people also like to be seen to be busy too. We can feel quite guilty if we don't look busy, and we can worry that others might judge us. In fact, when someone asks us how we are at work, the default reply is generally, "Yeah, I'm good. Busy." It really is a default answer. How often have you said, "Yeah, I'm okay. just getting on with one thing at a time in a calm, relaxed, methodical way, while I make sure I take regular breaks. We also fear that we'll be given more work if we don't seem busy, so that's something to think about as well. The good news is that mindfulness can give us the confidence to really own that single task, with a relaxed approach. And who knows, maybe other people you work with will follow too. We have to lead by example. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to expand on some of what I talked about in day 6, on work relationships. Yes, it's time to look at other people. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 9.